You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today I'm going to share a post that I wrote a long time ago, way back in December of 2015, so 7 years ago when my kids were little. They were 10 and 7. I had to do the math there, and my stepdaughter would have been 8. So they were little, and that meant a lot of work. This is pre-COVID, so tons of parties and planning and gift getting and all of that. So I wrote this as an homage to my fellow mothers in arms who tackle December with all they've got. And I have to say, I have reached a point now, especially our kids are older, but post-COVID too, where I'm going to do what I want to do. Meaning if I feel overwhelmed about, you know, baking, I'm going to buy pies. If I feel overwhelmed about going to the mall, I'm going to order online. And I've just loved this phase of that I've moved into of being easy on myself and not trying to put on some sort of facade and create something that's only going to deplete me. I want to enjoy the holidays too. And so I share this post today as a reminder to myself that I don't do this anymore, that there's no glory in exhaustion, at least not this kind for me. And I share it for anyone else who may feel the same. And please, 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 if you do anything this holiday season, make sure that you're creating the holiday that you want to have. And yeah, I bless you and I love you. Here is Women and December. I told her I felt better. A week-long nasty cold had finally abated. Thank goodness, she replied. With all the work that we as women, as mothers, have in December, it's a very good thing. Yes, December means more. More shopping, more cooking, preparing, planning, and people. It means more parties, more events with the children, more driving, more making sure that everyone is happy and has what they need, gets what they want. And for us, my friend and I, and so many other women, it falls right into our laps, right onto our shoulders. Some years the weight can be borne, while others it is simply too much. There are plenty of articles across this world wide web with advice to ease the burden of a holiday season that has got you stifled at the throat. For my part, I'll just say, bless you. Bless you and your family and all that makes you you. You with your heart that wants to help everyone else that you often forget yourself. You with your good intentions that don't always go as planned. May you be gentle with yourself as well as with those you can never seem to please. May you allow yourself a little room to mess it all up. And may you know that, in the end, love is all that matters anyway. This is the first Christmas I'm looking forward to in years. Years. I used to love Christmas. The magic of it wrapped me up and propelled me. It carried me through all the more. But the past few years, it wasn't like that. It was a struggle through and through. Last year, I even forgot completely about my daughter's big gift. It sat in the basement, all wrapped up, hidden within a suitcase. And then she looked at me with sad eyes, saying, "Is that it?" And all the words of censure were at the tip of my tongue until I realized in full-out embarrassment that the one thing at the top of her list was still downstairs. But this year, I am finally myself again. There's a lot on my plate, yet I feel better, still overwhelmed at times, but better. And those years of struggle and haze had to be. I had to ride out the grief, the sadness, and confusion. I had to. The only way through was through. So, bless you, wherever you are in your journey through this dualistic sweep of ups and downs, may you honor all that you do for the ones you love, and hopefully take some deep breaths throughout. Sometimes we appear to be ahead, other times we seem to be behind, but this marathon of life is only ever for ourselves. May you be gentle, may you mess up and laugh, and may you know that in the end, love is all that matters anyway.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.